our second hour of the David John Oates Reverse Speech Show. And in the first part of this hour, I'm going to do a live meta walk. This is the third time I've done a meta walk on my show. And I know we've got quite a few people tuned in for this meta walk, so welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you join us. What we're doing today, right now, is what's called a meta walk. And a meta walk is basically a guided visualization journey through the metaphors of the unconscious, as revealed to us through reverse speech. I'm going to get you to lie down in a little bit, get nice and comfortable and relaxed. And what we're doing today is we are putting two new metaphors into the collective unconscious. And what I mean by that is reverse speech talks about the personal conscious that each individual person has and an overall collective unconscious, which is the intelligence of the planet, or the collective unconscious, the universal mind of the planet. And like individual personal consciousness, the unconscious mind of the planet also has its own metaphorical structure, which determines its evolutionary growth, its history, its politics. All of that, what we see, are determined by the metaphors in the collective unconscious. Now we're going to be putting new metaphors in the collective unconscious today, and the purpose of this is to propel our planet into the next evolutionary leap, which we are very close to making, I do believe. Okay, so get nice and comfortable and relaxed, okay? And if you can't lie down, at least sit in a nice, comfortable chair, and I will begin. Okay, I want all of you now just to close your eyes and just clear your mind of all the events of the day and the week, and just let them fade away into the background. So the only thing that's important now is you lying down, listen to the sound of my voice, allowing the conscious mind the opportunity to begin to slow down, function by function, step by step, whilst the unconscious mind now begins to rise to the surface. Each breath that you take, each sound that I make, allowing the process of relaxation to gradually begin. Good. And I'm going to give you some nice simple instructions that will assist the physical body in completely relaxing. And as the physical body relaxes, so too does the deep unconscious rise to meet the conscious. And to begin this process of relaxation, I want you to focus all of your attention onto your forehead. And as you focus on the forehead, I want you to imagine you can feel three tendons or muscles stretched very tight across the surface of the forehead between the left and the right temples. And these muscles are stretched tight, representing the general stress and tension that we carry around during the day and the week. And as you focus on these three tendons, I'm going to count backwards from three down to one. And as I count, I want you to imagine that each tendon or muscle is gradually beginning to relax. And as each muscle relaxes, the conscious mind goes on standby even more, while the world of the deep unconscious rises to the surface more. Begin now with a count of three. The first tendon relaxes like a rubber band that was once stretched tight. It now begins to hang loose. Good. And we count backwards now to two. Second tendon relaxes. Tension, anxiety draining completely away. As we count down now to one. Final tendon relaxes. Tension, anxiety draining completely away now, as a wave of relaxation now begins to flow all through your body. The muscles in your cheeks relax. Muscles around the eyes relaxing. Eyelids becoming very heavy as you sink deeper and deeper and deep into trance. Good. And your shoulders and arms can relax now. Your chest and stomach relaxing. Your hips relaxing. Your legs. And finally, your feet. Until the whole body lies perfectly calm, perfectly relaxed. The unconscious mind now preparing itself to shift and alter in accordance with the images I'm now about to give. Good. And begin this journey today. I want you to imagine you're walking through a desert. And it's not a completely barren desert. You can see low-lying vegetation scattered across the ground, rock formations rising up in the air. You can feel the rays of the sun shining down on you from the sky above. And as you walk through the desert, I want you to imagine you see a pathway through the desert. And you're going to walk along the path. And as you walk along the pathway, a metaphor appears to join you, and that's the metaphor known as the wolf. As the deep unconscious accesses the wolf metaphor now. And he walks right by your side, acting as your motivation, your confidence, your drive, and your strength. And together, you and the wolf walk on the pathway through the desert. And to walk on the pathway in the desert means that you are on your life's purpose. You are experiencing your life's journey, your reason for being here. So the walk on the path through the desert is very important, as it instills into your body and mind and soul direction and purpose as you live your life's dreams now. Now, as you walk along the pathway, I want you to imagine that to one side of the path you see the ancient city of Rome. You see the stone buildings rising up out of the ground. You see the Colosseum off on top of a mountain, top of a hill. And I want you to open the gates of Rome and walk inside. And you can see merchants buying and selling their wares in the courtyards of Rome. And I want you to walk up to the merchants, because they're your merchants, their money is your money. And they are going to give you a percentage of their take. And you go from one merchant to another, and they all give you money and gold coins as a proportion of the profits they have made in the courtyard. And you take that money, and you walk back out to the path through the desert as the deep unconscious processes this image clearly and succinctly. And so now we have you and the wolf walking on the path. You walk up hills and down into valleys. And the pathway takes you to the metaphor known as Eden that lies on the other side of the desert. Eden, or the Garden of Eden. I want you to walk into the garden on the path. And you're confronted with all these new sights and sounds. Lush green gardens. Animals grazing in the fields. You can hear the sounds of birds singing in the trees. As the deep unconscious continues to shift and alter. And walking through the Garden of Eden, I want you to imagine you see two metaphors walking towards you, and that is Adam and Eve. These two metaphors refer to the perfectly matured male and female energies inside of you. You walk up to Adam and Eve and you embrace. And in that embrace, you can feel their warmth, their love, their strength. And they lead you through the Garden of Eden, and they're going to take you to the very center of Eden. And in the center of Eden, there's a magnificent whirlwind spinning round and around. And it's spinning straight up and down with no kinks in it, almost like an energy vortex. And you can feel the energy and power of the vortex. And as you stand outside the whirlwind, I want you to look up to the rays of the sun and cup your hands together and imagine you are capturing a ball of light in the palms of your hands. And carefully creating that ball of light, I'd like you to walk into the center of the whirlwind. And as you stand in the center of the whirlwind, I want you to open your mouth and emit a sound. And it's a single tone. And this single tone causes the whirlwind to vibrate with resonance. As you raise your hands, and the ball of light rises up the whirlwind that is already vibing with the energy of sound. And the ball of light rises up the whirlwind. When it gets to the top of the whirlwind, it spreads out across the sky as the light starts to cover the whole earth. In the meantime, the tone that you're making in the whirlwind only adds to the changes that the light is creating now. And once you imagine, you can see the whirlwind resonating with the tones you are making, and it's spreading out across Eden. As the light in the whirlwind shines brilliantly bright, as the deep unconscious mind accepts these new metaphors now. And now I want you to hold this image in your mind of the whirlwind shining with a bright white light, whirlwind stretching out, surrounding the whole planet Earth. It's the sound that you are emitting into the whirlwind. It's amplified, grows larger and stronger. The new metaphor of light and sound now begins to take root. As the deep unconscious processes this image clearly and succinctly now. And this is the end of this journey. And I'm going to count from 1 to 5, bring you back a bit of trance. And you'll come back to the room right awake, fully refreshed. And the unconscious will process all these images over the next few days and weeks. On the count of 1, just have the images slowly begin to fade. As 2, the unconscious mind recedes back to where it was. And 3, breathing and heart rate rates begin to return to normal. As 4, conscious mind reawakens. And 5, you can open your eyes and come back to the room wide awake and fully refreshed. All right, hopefully you're all with me. As you've enjoyed that journey through the unconscious, fairly simple journey, merely adding light to the whirlwind, light and sound. And I believe that those two metaphors will facilitate our planet moving into a new evolutionary stage. And indeed, technology and advancements seem to be happening at such a fast pace today. We can barely keep up with it. Wonder where we're headed to next. I was watching an interesting program on TV last night where they're talking about some of the latest advancements in medical science, and the commentator was saying we really are at the age of Star Trek now, with all the incredible things that we're doing medically and advancements in science. It's the planet is on a fast track now. On a fast track to where? Well, I'm not too sure. I guess we wait and see, don't we? Nice to have some age extension so we could sit this out and just watch and see what happens. That will be quite amazing. But I think the metawar, the light in the whirlwind, is going to add quite dramatically to that phase that the planet is moving into. And it's all going to be rosy. I see only good things for our future. Some people see doom and gloom. I don't see that. I see us achieving our greatness, tapping into the divine energy inside, to the powers and abilities that we all have, and having them rise and starting to use them. That's where we're going to move into in the future. And the light in the whirlwind metawar is only going to add to that and propel it along. So, all very good stuff. Okay, so what I'd like you to do is when the archives of the show is online, it's normally up on davidoates.com a couple of hours after the show is finished. Go and send this archive out to your friends. Tell them to listen to the metawar at the beginning of hour two. And the more people we can have listening, the greater the impact will be. And we do want to see light in the whirlwind, do we not? And we do want to see sound in the whirlwind. Sound being the energy and essence of creation. So, yeah, so there we go. So that's what you can do to help the process. Send this URL around to your friend and let them listen to it. Because the more people listen to the metawar, the more powerful it will be. My ultimate dream, of course, is to do this metawar in front of thousands and thousands of people. It'd be nice to get a consortium together, to get people together across the planet. We can set a date and do this publicly for anyone. If anyone out there is interested in organizing such an event, that would be fantastic. Give me an email or let me know. All right, I want to talk about the upcoming training class that starts November the 19th. Looks like we're getting a good rollout for this class already. We've got about 8 students signed up so far. We're going to cut off at 20. The course starts November the 19th. It is held one day every 2 weeks. Sorry, 3 hours, one class every 2 weeks. That's 3 hours of class every 2 weeks. In addition to that, there's a lot of homework to be done. That's going to take up a lot of your private time. But if you're interested in joining the class, I'd love to have you. Give me an email. Backwards@reversespeech.com is my email. That's backwards@reversespeech.com. And join up. Become part of the crew. Reverse speech is only going to grow with more and more practitioners doing it. Currently we have about a half a dozen practitioners and 20 or 30 analysts in the world. Now that number is going to change because we've got the new class starting November the 19th. We'll get more analysts out there, and I've got an analyst class I'm doing now that we're almost at the end, almost at graduation. So there we go. So the field is already growing as more and more people get out there and start doing it. I wonder if I've got any metaphors, any reversals around the light in the whirlwind trance. I don't think I do. Anyway, we'll look at playing some more reversals after the break. All right, if you want to call in and talk to me in the last half hour of the show, I'd love to hear from you. The phone number is 844-769-2944. That's toll-free in the United States, 844-769-2944. Tell me what you think about reverse speech. Tell me if you've had any experiences with reverse speech. Maybe some particularly interesting experience or piece of information that you found using reversals. Call in and tell us about it. Add to the rapid database of reverse speech that is growing around the world. Okay, all right. We'll be going to our top of the hour break in a very second. Yeah, we'll play a reversal about the world and to finish off the first half hour. And we'll play this now.
Murder. What's going to happen is, and something very important to me and to a lot of other people, but very, very important to me, is nuclear weaponry. That is your single biggest threat in the world today. Go ahead, Tom.
And he says, they'll get us whirlwind.
They'll get us whirlwind.
They'll get us whirlwind. They'll get us whirlwind.
Yeah, in other words, they will create a sort of disaster. And I have another reversal about the whirlwind, if I can pull this one up real quick. Also talking about the attack on Hiroshima. I'm actually trying to find that right now as I look, and I'll be blowed if I can see it. No, can't see it. Anyway, we'll keep on... Well, it might be in here. We have to go to the top of the hour break. I'll find that reversal during the break and play it to you afterwards. Don't touch that dial, folks. We'll be back right after this.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances and underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio-Superfood. I've taken Bio-Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Okay, we are back for our final half hour with the weekly reverse speech show. That toll-free number once again is 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We'd love to hear from you. Always like getting feedback. Okay, I was going to play that other whirlwind reversal. This is on President Truman as he announces the dropping of the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. So here's the forwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans.
And here he says, they must have dropped it before the whirlwind. So, I don't know what he means by whirlwind, but that's twice we've got whirlwind on a nuclear event, and I believe I also found a reversal on Donald Trump on a nuclear event. Let me, oh no, that was a Barack Obama, I think. Yeah, let's play this thing, one of the subjects of Hiroshima. Let's look at a couple of reversals of Barack Obama when he went to Hiroshima earlier this year. We've got some good reversals on this. Here's the first one.
It is not the fact of war that sets Hiroshima apart. Artifacts tell us that violent conflict appeared with the very first man.
And this reversal says, dropped bomb will show its lesson.
Dropped bomb will show its lesson. Dropped bomb will show its lesson. Dropped bomb will show its lesson.
And then he tells us what the lesson is. Listen to this.
They do not want more war. They would rather that the wonders of science be focused on improving life and not eliminating it. When the choices made by nations, when the choices made by leaders reflect this simple wisdom, then the lesson of Hiroshima is done.
And here's the verse, drop bomb will show its lesson.
Drop bomb will show its lesson. Drop bomb will show its lesson.
Okay, so the lesson. Oh, here we have Hillary. What's Hillary doing in Hiroshima? Let's have a look.
The woman who forgave a pilot who flew the plane that dropped the atomic bomb because she recognized that what she really hated was war itself.
And this one says Hillary showing.
Hillary showing.
Huh.
Hillary showing. Hillary showing.
What's he's talking about? I'm not sure. Why is Hillary in his reversals about Hiroshima? Here we have another one.
We are most starkly reminded of humanity's core contradiction. How the very spark that marks us as a species, our thoughts, our imagination, our language.
And here he says, the ships with us are scum.
Ships with us are scum.
Wow.
Ships is so scum.
Gee, that's clear.
Ships is so scum.
Has he got a problem with America's military might? That is, would tend to be how I would interpret that reversal. Here we have another one.
We're worse without them. But among those nations like my own that hold nuclear stockpiles, we must have the courage to escape the logic of fear. And pursue a world without them. We may not realize this goal in my lifetime, but persistent effort can roll back the possibility of catastrophe.
And here he says in reverse, your Lord will stop it.
Your Lord will stop it.
Huh.
Your Lord will stop it. Your Lord will stop it.
Yep, there we go. Okay, all right. I'm going to get together a group of whirlwind reversals. There's so many of them, and it's such a common theme in reverse speech. It's quite amazing how it comes up time and time and time again. Okay, we're going to do some next week or the week after, I'm going to play all my reversals that I found on Sirhan Sirhan, the killer of Robert Kennedy, who's still in jail after all these years. We've been doing a research project in the reverse speech students in the current class. We've been doing a research project trying to find out if there's anything else to the assassination of Robert Kennedy that we haven't heard about. And here's a reversal that uses the whirlwind. Here we go.
I have experienced a lot, especially this event, you know, the assassination of Robert Kennedy and the trauma and the horror.
And this reversal says, the whirlwind shared assassin.
Whirlwind shared assassin.
Wow.
Whirlwind shared assassin. Whirlwind shared assassin.
So he certainly tapped into some... dark experience there, using the whirlwind or the energy or the life force in his assassination of RFK. We would have to research this further and see what else it would tell us. Here we have another whirlwind reversal on Sirhan Sirhan.
Hope is a part of hope is what keeps the world going, and I think hope is what.
And this reversal says, I see whirlwind.
I see whirlwind.
I see whirlwind. I see whirlwind.
Okay, so there we go. We got, whirlwind's a fairly common metaphor. I'll hear it very frequently in reverse. I need to get all my whirlwind reversals together and have a look at them. Here we have a Sirhan Sirhan.
Other than the choking and the commotion, I don't remember that.
On May 18th last year, you were sitting and writing in your room.
They are the writings of a maniac.
And here he says, I'm a murderer, show my gun. So, well, that seems to... it's fair and squarely take the blame. Sirhan Sirhan takes the blame for the murder in that case. I can't find anything about mind control or a second assassin. It's been assumed, it's been talked about, but I have not found any further information on that. I will continue to. Well, we should be the current class should be out with the results of the RFK project in a few weeks. I believe the deadline has been set for getting all the reversals in. So stay tuned on this show and we will announce the results of our research into the assassination of Robert Kennedy probably in a few weeks. We'll get the project coordinator on the air and have a talk to her. Okay, all right. So let's have a look. What else can I play you? I'm doing reversals into the secret space program. Let me play you a couple of what I've found so far. Well, this is not what I found. This is what someone else has found and sent into me. So here we go.
They're spacecraft carriers. I designed U.S. Navy spacecraft carriers, which finally got built back in the late 70s. Up in Utah, underneath the ground. And that's the... You've seen the pictures of U.S. Navy spaceships.
And this reversal simply says spaceships.
Spaceships.
Spaceships. Spaceships.
So that's a congruent reversal. Now, according to the proponents of the secret space program, we've been... on Mars and beyond for decades. We have bases on Mars, allegedly. I'm going to be doing some reversals with this over the next few weeks, and I will bring you my finding as time goes on. Here we have another one.
We were cloned. They had cloned a whole battle group of soldiers. They sent them out front.
This one says, Wolf made in Moscow.
Wolf made...
Huh. Yeah. let's get the fours on this again.
Who were cloned. They had cloned a whole battle group of soldiers. They sent them out front.
Huh. They cloned a whole battle group of soldiers. Wolf made in Moscow. That doesn't tell us a great deal. Let's look at another one.
We did later on at TRW on Advanced Life Systems. That's Extended Life. And that program is down now to within less than 2 years. It's going to be available to some people on this planet.
Okay. And well, this verse says, my knives in the wolf planet.
My knives in the wolf planet.
I'll be bothered.
My knives in the wolf planet.
Yeah, certainly there.
My knives in the wolf planet.
Yeah, no doubt that reversal's there. Not too sure what it means, though. Okay, let's have a look at another one.
He puts me in this think tank. And here's where we get to this first think tank, okay? It's inside of Douglas in a walled-off area. And there's 200 guys in it. And we investigate every aspect of extraterrestrial, military, commercial, whatever.
And this one says, so good with us.
So good with us.
Huh.
So good with us. So good with us.
Oh, well, verse is certainly there. Not too sure exactly what it means, eh? Let's have a look at another one.
They had developed, or they had been given, electromagnetic anti-gravitational propulsion by the reptilians.
This one says they hid them.
They hid them. They hid them. They hid them.
Okay, make of that what you will. All right. Let's run another one. Here we go.
Not my job. My mission. It's documented, okay? It's written by the Secretary of Navy Forrestal.
This one says, a trophy in there.
A trophy in there. A trophy in there. A trophy in there.
Oh, well, it certainly seems to be telling a true story. There doesn't seem to be too much doubt about that. We need to explore this further over the next few weeks. And I will be. I'll be bringing you updated reversals as I find them, whether America or not has a secret space program.
As this start to unveil the reality of what Germany was doing, it was like the war is going to be over. Period. They're going to take the whole planet.
This reversal says, this immigrant, hear it.
Yes, immigrant, hear it.
Huh.
Yes, immigrant, hear it.
Nice and clear.
Yes, immigrant, hear it.
Who is the immigrant? Would the immigrants be ETs? Do aliens get green cards? I guess they could, couldn't they? All right, here's another one.
He puts me in this think tank. And here's where we get to this first think tank, okay? It's inside of Douglas in a walled-off area. And there's 200 guys in it. And we investigate every aspect of extraterrestrial, military, commercial, whatever.
And this reversal says it's in the eaves.
It's in the eaves. It's in the eaves. It's in the eaves.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. Well, these reversals don't really tell us a great deal. I can't tell from this whether he's telling the truth or not. I think he is. Here's another one.
So it's not just the material, but and advanced medical systems, longer lives. The size and the magnitude of what was taking place was unbelievable to everybody that got involved in the program.
This one says, slaved in it.
Slaved in it. Slaved in it. Slaved in it.
I know, does that mean that they worked hard and they slaved at it? And some people say there's a slave force on Mars. I don't know. This is all some interesting research that we will continue to look at. And the Reverse Speech Show is committed to bringing you the truth on all the current affairs and political, although the political stuff I tend to mainly do on the Jeff Rentz Show. although I did a bit of political stuff today, but normally on my own show I bring in all my other research projects that I'm doing, and I've always got a few going on, and then when I do the Jeff Rantz show twice a month, that's when I play all the current political reversals I've got. All right, so there's some on the secret space program. Here's another one. Oops, I've played that one. I think I've played them all now that I've got. Yes, here's one final one.
No other country but Germany knew about the extraterrestrials. Nobody did. Now, as this start to unveil the reality of what Germany was doing, it was like the war is going to be over, period. They're going to take the whole planet.
And this reversal says, immerse Nova in Lyra.
Immerse Nova in Lyra.
In Lyra.
Immerse Nova in Lyra.
Not too sure what that means, but there we go. That's the reversal for you to ponder. These are all I have so far on the Secret Space Program, and we'll do more and more as time goes on. Okay, what else have I found of interest that I can play you? Oh, look, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to play you a reversal that that my lady in Canada found on Donald Trump, I believe. Yeah, here it is. Now on Hillary Clinton. Let's listen to this.
And this is part of a broader story.
The reversal says David Oates is in it. Am I making an impact in Washington? Are people aware of my work? I don't know. Here's my name in reverse. I'll do it again.
And this is part of a broader story.
And David Oates is in it. So there we go. Make of that what you will. We found a reversal that used Jeff Rantz's name a few months ago, if you remember. Those listening to the Rantz show, I played that on his show. So I think we're having a bit of an impact, is what I think all this means. So there we go. So all very interesting reversals, we will bring more and more as time goes on. All right, what else do I want to play you for today's show? Let's have a look at see what I've got in my political folder. Is Dick Cheney.
When you go into those kinds of jobs, you're briefed on the enormous importance of being very careful with how you handle classified information.
Here he says, I feel very, very smart. Oh, well, I guess he's got a good self-image, hasn't he? Now, here's Hillary telling herself to be quiet.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
And this one says, oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet.
Oh, here's an interesting one on Jeb Bush.
Republican senators who are getting the Heisman constantly from this president about this feel really frustrated that their voice isn't being heard.
And here he says, it's over if they don't stop Hillary. So is it really over if it don't stop Hillary? Is Hillary Clinton that much of a evil demagogue that she will take the United States downstream? I think she is. I think reversals warn us of that very thing happening. So there you go. All right, here's Mitt Romney.
The story of how America, a nation still so new to the world by the standards of this ancient region, rose up to become the dear friend of the people of Israel.
And he says, people are now afraid. Wow, that's pretty interesting. Here's Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel.
We, the Jewish people, can defend ourselves.
And here he says, give Jews the deal.
Keep Jews the deal.
Keep Jews the deal. Keep Jews the deal.
Being nice and congruent, here's Obama talking about the Iran deal.
What I've heard instead are the same types of arguments that we heard in the run-up to the Iraq War. Iran cannot be dealt with diplomatically. We can take military strikes without significant consequences. We shouldn't worry about what the rest of the world thinks, because once we act, everyone will fall in line. Tougher talk, more military threats will force Iran into submission.
And this verse says, now it's awful.
Now it's awful. Now it's awful. Now it's awful.
Certainly is awful. Oh, look, here's a funny one. I love this one. This is Sarah Palin. Listen to what she says forwards.
You know, the man can only ride you when your back is bent. So strengthen it.
Okay, your man can only ride you if your back is bent. So strengthen it. Back when she says, I am horny.
I am horny.
I am horny. I am horny.
So here's the
the man can only ride you when your back is bent. So straight.
And I am horny.
I am horny.
I am horny. I am horny.
There you go. Make of that what you will. What can I say? Here's Trump having a go at the press.
And the poll just came out, and I'm tied with Jeb Bush. And I said, oh, that's too bad. How can I be tied with this guy? He's terrible. He's terrible. Hillary Clinton was the worst Secretary of State.
And this reversal says, harassing paparazzi.
Harassing paparazzi. Paparazzi. Paparazzi.
Paparazzi. Paparazzi.
There we go. He's having a go at the paparazzi. Here we have another one on Trump.
Part of the problem that Ukraine has with the United States is that Putin does not respect our president whatsoever.
This reversal says, you answered, you goof.
He answered, goof.
He answered, goof. He answered.
Yep, so there we go. Lots of reversals. Okay, I think the reversal of the day, though, is Jeb Bush. It's all over if they don't stop Hillary. Here's the forwards again.
Republican senators who are getting the Heisman constantly from this president about this feel really frustrated that their voice isn't being heard. This over.
Oh, yeah, and it's over if we don't stop Hillary.
This over the air are feeling weak.
This over the air are feeling weak. This over the air are feeling weak.
So there we go. It's all over if we don't stop Hillary. So I'm going to be all over the debates on Monday night. I'll be doing reversals on them immediately. I'll probably get a YouTube video up on the debates. And we'll feature them in my next show with Jeff Rantz, which will be next weekend on Friday night. Reversals on the first historic debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton on Monday night. So you don't want to miss them, and I'll try and get the reversals up for them very, very quickly. We'll have them up on the website within a couple of days of the speech, as well as a YouTube video featuring them. Very critical election for America. I don't know which way we're going to go. It's a bit hard to call. It could go either way at this current stage. It could go Hillary or it could go Trump. Very tight election. Be very curious to see the outcome of this. We will, of course, keep you updated with all the latest reversals on the candidates, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and the things that they are doing and planning, and whatever else it is that they connive behind the scenes. We will bring that all to you through the wonders of reverse speech. All right, let me get my phone number out in case you're interested in training or session work. My toll-free number is 503-568-7077. It's not toll-free. Sorry, it's a local call. 503-568-7077. We'd love to hear from you all. Thank you very much for joining me this week, folks, and we will see you next week. This is David John Oates signing off. Bye-bye.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.